on Bimbila, the Registrar of the Northern Regional House of Chiefs, Kopori Abudu, says the President of the Northern Regional House of Chiefs, Yagbonwura Tutumba Boresa, has expressed sadness and deep regret at the renewed clashes in Bimbila. He has therefore appealed to the factions and the people of Bimbila traditional area to put down their arms and let peace prevail for the dispute to be settled once and for all. Mr. Abudu spoke to George Ankra.
The Yagbonwura has expressed his hard record on this issue because a lot of lives are getting out of hand. And Yagbonwura indeed is expressing his sadness in relation to this chieftaincy matter that has come up at Bimbila. And Yagbonwura, as the president of the Northern Region House of Chiefs, is appealing to all to support and bring this issue to an end so that lives will not be lost. Indeed, he is carrying his sadness in this regard. Yagbonwura is putting himself together to meet his other overlords in the northern region to take a decision and bring this matter to an end.
Why have they waited for all this time? Is there any reason?
It is not that the chiefs of the northern region are staying away from this issue. They are working at it, but we are all in a human society. Whilst we are working at something, and other people are also working at it in a different angle. Yagbonwura and the chiefs of northern region are indeed working at it. That notwithstanding, we still have these challenges. They are not sleeping over this matter. To put down their arms for the purpose of peace to prevail in that area, while our chiefs, government, any other person who is a stakeholder in this matter, come up with ideas to solve this issue once and for all.
On whether the chieftaincy institution is still relevant in view of the numerous disputes relating to chiefs, Mr. Abudu said the institution is relevant because of the important roles chiefs play in the social, economic, and cultural life of the nation.
Chieftaincy as an institution is a novel, a very important area that we need to embrace and try to educate our chiefs to stop this violence and come together as a family.
The continuous violence and clashes seems to defame the nobility of chieftaincy, and people are now thinking that if this will continue and the chiefs cannot put down their foot, then it means the institution is no longer relevant.
Other people will hold the view that chieftaincy, looking at the current terrain, is not relevant. But I, as on my opinion, I still hold the view that chieftaincy is very relevant and revered, of course, because if you want to trace where we are coming from, we have to talk about chieftaincy. We have to talk about our tradition. We have to talk about our culture. Like I said, it is now left on to us to educate our people to understand and put systems in place to address issues of chieftaincy. Most of these challenges that we encounter are issues that are emanating from who owns this particular land, who owns this particular tree, who owns this particular, or who is legitimate to become a chief of this particular area. These are the challenges that are into chieftaincy, and I think with the support of any other government that comes, they try to help chiefs to put systems in place so that everything will be clear in the face of us.